Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
By the way, I think H.A. Hinch just gave us a playoff slogan. Scooble and chaos the rest of the way.
Yeah. Maybe we change that to left-handed Jesus and chaos the rest of the way. Although, I think Chris Filar brought up a good point. Like, I think Jesus is probably pretty good with left and right.
Probably ambidextrous.
Yeah, probably ambidextrous.
Also was much better on a three-day rotation instead of a five-day rotation.
Yeah. I mean, you might actually be able to start him every game.
Yeah.
I would think. I mean, left once, right left, the next.
Known for bouncing back.
Yeah.
That Jesus guy.
Known for bouncing back.
But I like...
Yeah, bounce back pretty good in 3 days.
I do like chaos the rest of the way being the Tigers' mantra, because it is. It's just a bullpen full of dudes. Chaos the rest of the way. Dan Dickerson will join us today on the show to help preview game one of a playoff series. October baseball is back. We got Lions phone calls to get to. Locker room audio to play. You heard a little bit of it in the update from Dan Campbell. 248-539-9797. We got two grand slam at 725. Stick around for a chance to win $2,000. Ron in Westland, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, fellas? So I just want to touch on the defense. Like, the defense might have looked bad in the second half, but we got to remember the offense didn't help them out that much because of that one J-Mo quick score. Right, so the defense came right back on the field, and then when they got the ball again, their next drive was only about 3 minutes and something seconds. So they were a little gassed, so we got to give them a little more grace.
So you're saying you want them to take longer to score their touchdowns?
Well, sometimes, especially Ron. With how Seattle was driving. Like, I mean, they had the ball, and our defense was grasping for air
at
that time.
They had the ball 8 more minutes during the game than the Lions did, but...
That second half split.
Yes, I'm sure it's dramatic. And to your point, there was also this breakdown of first downs. I think Seattle picked up, 38 first downs? Lions only picked up 17 first downs?
The Lions had 50 plays versus 78, and that's what happens when you have 70-yard touchdowns. That's what happens when you have 50-yard runs. Like, you're just not able to run as many plays. Sorry, I'm not going to sit here and listen to somebody say, the defense was on the field too long, and you shouldn't have scored on one play 70 yards. You only took 11 seconds off the clock. Defense, get back out there.
Just saying, give them some grace.
Ron, I get your point. You're saying...
Is the next one, they should have used their timeouts better to give the defense a break.
No, I think he kind of clarified at the end there. He's saying, don't rip the defense. It's understandable because they were out there for so many snaps, and it's an unintended consequence of...
Yes, of being up two scores.
Yeah, scoring 42 points and being a red-hot offense.
Yeah.
If anything, it's... If anybody wants to rip the defense... Take a deep breath. Some of it can be explained by game script. They were wearing them down. Some of it, too, is aided by some penalties and long possessions. But the defense at the end of the game went 3 straight possessions with stops.
Yeah.
So I think that says everything. Even after being gassed and on the field all that time and without Brian Branch and without Derek Barnes and without Davenport and they didn't have a consistent pass rush, 3 straight possessions at the end, they shut the door. And it's because the offense let them play with a lead.
Yes.
And it shouldn't be lost in all of that.
Maybe I shouldn't have ripped the collar. I do get his point. The defense was out there longer. I just, like you, we knew we were going to get calls of, well, there's concerns on defense. Well, the offense scored 42 points.
Listen, I'm not telling
you. Offense was dominant.
I'm not telling you what you can and can't call in and say. I'm just saying if your biggest takeaway is, but the defense, you want to be miserable. Yeah. That was a fun football game. That was a game that we should, Goff's word, relish. Because it was everything we wanted to see from this football team. You wanted to know that they still had their fastball offensively from a year ago. And, John, that's as dominant a game offensively as they have played in the Dan Campbell era. Because it was a balanced approach. Because they won the line of scrimmage. Because Goff did not have an incomplete pass. Because they got Laporta, Jamo, and St. Brown involved in the game plan. Like, I'm sorry, there's really no room to be a Debbie Downer today. You're a 3-1 football team going to the bye week. Should be 4-0, right. if you want to look at it that way. But 3-1, they look every bit as good as I thought they would this season. And John, maybe better given the defense overall for the first month of the season.
I thought last night was a lot like the Denver game last year when there were some questions around this team, more so than there was going into this game and stuff. But they answered the bell offensively. And I think both games they scored 42 points, by the way. The fact of the matter was that, you know, Denver's offense last year isn't as good as Seattle's offense is this year. You know, they couldn't... Look, people have defensive concerns. Again, first game without a starting defensive end, a starting linebacker, and a starting safety. Every single tier of the defense, you've got to allow for a little,
drop off.
Okay. Yeah. But also, credibility that people have a problem with it in terms of, yeah, it does need to be cleaned up.
Sure.
I feel like we're walking towards a conversation in about a month or so that Brad Holmes is going to have to get in the trade market and add a defensive end,
an edge rusher. Yeah. Marcus Davenport, shocker, he's out for the year. I knew that was going to happen. And so, yeah, you got to be in the James Houston is not the edge rusher he was in seven games as a rookie.
You want to get real critical about last year and maybe why they didn't finish the deal and win it all? It was not making a Montez Sweat type deal at the deadline.
Sure, because he could have helped in that, and there's, that final half against San Francisco.
Cross over to the Tigers, Scott Harris kind of screwed up the previous year. And then this year.
Hey, don't say that. Say Scott Harris screwed up. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Eduardo Rodriguez is strike one. Everybody agrees with that. But this deadline, you know, he didn't necessarily fail it.
No.
That Brad Holmes needs to do something this time around.
Sure.
I think that's where it's going to come at. I think they can survive linebacker. Brian Branch is going to be back. Melifonwu, too. He should be back at some point. Not concerned about the back end. And I think Terrion Arnold is going to look like a second-year player by the end of the year. This stuff will get cleaned up. Mm-hmm.
Did anyone else have an old man moment with Jamo? Mike in GP says, I was screaming, run. I hate when guys are slowing down and hot-dogging. Oh, I loved it.
Yeah.
He has the speed for days. He knew he had room.
Well, and here's the other thing, too, about the whole, why is the slam dunk on the goalpost a penalty when there are defensive interceptions and they line up for a celebration, a picture in the end zone every single time? Like, let's just be equal on both sides.
My guess is that because you can shake and shimmy and potentially change the balance of the goalpost when you do that.
Really?
Yeah, well, okay. Super Bowl 31, Antonio Freeman scores a touchdown, does the celebration. Yeah. And then I remember this was a small footnote in the game that they had people like coming out and like checking the uprights and the crossbar after he did that.
But still, if it's going to be good for defenders to celebrate, now, okay, they're not touching the goalposts. Fine.
Ticket texter.
Stupid.
Jared Vick says, look at the wheels on that touchdown catch. Mobile Goff season. Yeah, Triple threat.
I won't go there.
I know we got people waiting. Can we play the Dan Campbell audio from inside the locker room? This is after the game. I think Dan always, we love playing this, does a great job rallying the troops, celebrating a win. Never gets old.
Leaving the locker room going, I just pitched a perfect game. Where's my game ball?
Campbell said he didn't realize he was 18 of 18, or he regrets not giving him a game ball. Love it. Absolutely love it. Phone calls to get to. A lot of Lions to discuss today. Two Grand Slam at 7:25. Dan Dickerson at 8:35. It's 97.1.
NFL Week 5 is here, even though we're still reveling in Week 4. You can start with a chance for a big win on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. If you're new to FanDuel, you're going to get started with $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. And we all know Thursday night's game is going to be the Bucks at the Falcons. You could build your own same-game parlay, or you could choose from some of those that are pre-built for you in the app. And let's take maybe Baker Mayfield over passing yards, Drake London over receiving yards, Bijan Robinson. Hey, he could do it through the air or on the ground. Anytime touchdown, just visit FanDuel.com/chance to make every moment more this NFL season. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL, must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get to the two grand slam, let's get to Heather's news.
Well, you guys, two Metro Detroit women are suing Goldfish Swim School for failing to protect them from a Rochester Hills doctor who's accused of filming them while they were changing. So as you may recall, there was this doctor, right, accused of doing just some horrific things, assaulting patients inside of hospitals, taking really disturbing videos of women and children at several locations, including at that Goldfish Swim School in Rochester. Well, two of the women who were involved were former employees at the swim school, and now they're suing both the school and the doctor. These young women accuse the school of betraying their trust and violating their privacy. The suit states that the employees were required to undress in shared spaces, creating an environment ripe for predatory behavior. If you recall, the doctor involved is facing 10 felonies, and the young employees are asking for damages, and also they want Goldfish to change its policies for everyone. After a 7-year-old Taylor girl was fatally stabbed by her 13-year-old sister, the teen has now been charged with first-degree murder, felony murder, and first-degree child abuse. According to the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office, the 13-year-old was babysitting her younger sister at the time when they got into an argument, and that argument was apparently over a note left in the bathroom reminding everybody to flush the toilet. Something so simple. After getting into a verbal argument, the teen apparently waited in the bathroom until the little girl decided to go into the bathroom herself, and then she attacked. The teen has been charged as a juvenile, and if convicted, the state could have more than 7 years for treatment, for rehab, for diagnosis, until her mandatory release at the age of 21. MLB legend Pete Rose passed away at the age of 83. No word yet on the cause of his death, but he was actually just at a meet and greet, you know, like an autograph signing over the weekend. Seemed to be in good health then, yeah. So no word yet. He played from 1963 to 1986, mostly for the Cincinnati Reds. Also managed the team from 86 to 89 when he was banned from baseball for life for gambling on the sport.
Yep. I mean, nobody played the game harder, but obviously the gambling has been something that has hung over his legacy and will continue to hang over his legacy.
Yeah, it's the integrity of the game.
Yep.
Yep. On Monday, Major League Baseball announced that starting in 2025, players competing in the All-Star Game will wear their team's home and away uniforms. They do say, however, a special All-Star uniform will still be designed, and players can wear that, you know, during workouts and such. But since 2020, All-Star participants were wearing these specific All-Star uniforms for the American League and National League, and a lot of fans didn't like that. They were calling for the league to kind of revert back to the players sporting their own team's colors. So that's what's happening. Yes. And the MLB also announced that they're going to go back to using the uniform material from 2023 instead of the material used this season, which I think the players are all
I'm sure Riley Green will
about.
Be excited about that as well. No more ripped pants.
Yeah, exactly. And they say the player's name and number will also be enlarged, and there's going to be some sort of pants customization as well. So we'll see those changes very soon. Finally, Spirit Halloween and Uber are making it easy for you to get into the Halloween spirit. So the companies are partnering to provide on-demand costume delivery. Right? So you can order your Uber Eats and your, you know, face mask
all at the same
all together.
Time?
Yeah, all together. So according to Uber, Spirit Halloween's catalog will be available on the Uber app at the same price as in stores, and any Uber One members can get free delivery and a 5% discount on orders over $35. Spirit Halloween is everywhere now. They have a record 1,525 locations this season. Apparently the largest Halloween retailer in the U.S. So if you need like a last minute costume, you can get some food and your costume, I guess.
Okay.
If it suits
on
you.
Everything's on demand.
Everything's
now.
On demand.
I know.
Yeah.
And that's Heather with the news. Time to call in to Grand Slam. Two Grand Slam today. John is going to present the question, so you can blame John if this goes poorly.
Uh-huh. Yes, I'm hoping to get graded after this by Heather, since she's the
You'll
expert.
Do great.
But yeah, the substitute teacher is sitting in today.
Are you going to wheel out the TV like they used to?
Uh-huh.
Oh, and play the video?
Yeah.
Sure.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah, why not?
So how does this work, John?
Well, Dave, if you get all 10 right, you get 60 seconds, all 10 right, you're going to get $2,000. For every answer that you get right, if you don't get them all, you're going to get $25. Use your time wisely. Like I mentioned, 60 seconds. Don't sit there and think and think and think. If you don't know right away, pass. If we get through all 10, I will come back to those that you passed on and ask you again. Maybe it'll jog your memory. Who knows?
And we should, a little helpful tip, point out, once you've passed two or three in a row, you're better off just guessing at that point. This is only 60 seconds.
Yeah, whatever comes to mind. Say your first thing.
But you play the game how you want to play. Your 60 seconds. Eric in Macomb, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, boys. Happy Victory Tuesday.
Victory Tuesday. And we got playoff baseball this afternoon. How excited are you?
I'm pumped. Can't wait. It's been last time I experienced playoff baseball, I was 16 years old. So it's been a while.
Yep.
Eric, what are you going to spend the $2,000 on?
You know, that's a good question. I'm not sure yet. Maybe a nice vacation or something.
That sounds good.
So I guess we'll see.
Well, let's make it happen. Yeah. You know the rules.
Maybe second round playoff baseball tickets.
Ooh,
who knows?
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. You understand all the rules? You understand you got 60 seconds. You can pass. And I will come back if we have enough time. But it's $25 for every right. And if you get them all, it's $2,000.
Sounds like a plan. Let's
all right.
Do it.
The clock will start as soon as I begin the first question. Here we go. Who does Michigan play in football this coming Saturday night?
Pass.
What is the state capital of Washington?
Seattle.
Who is the starting pitcher for the Houston Astros today?
Framber Valdez.
Jackson Smith Ejigba played at this college.
Ohio State.
The artist had the 1982 hit Billie Jean.
Michael Jackson.
Who currently leads the NFL in rushing yardage?
Pass.
Who played Vince Papale in Invincible?
Pass.
Carl Anthony Towns played at this college.
Kentucky.
Who led Major League Baseball in stolen bases this past season?
Ellie De La Cruz.
This team lost in the 2024 NBA Finals.
Pass.
Who does Michigan play in football this coming Saturday night? Oh, he said it. Washington. You got it.
At the buzzer. Right. That means 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Six. All right.
I knew the couple other questions. If we got back around to them, I just drew a blank and had to pass at the time.
All right. So since you knew them, let's just see if you could pull it out without the clock ticking. What's the state capital of Washington?
Oh, that one was the only one. It's
Olympia. Yeah. You said Seattle. Who currently leads the NFL in rushing yardage?
Derrick Henry.
Yep. Who played Vince Papale in Invincible?
Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
Yep. And then the team that lost the 2024 NBA Finals?
Why can't I remember that one? It was the Celtics versus... now I'm drawing another blank. Yeah. They played the Mavs.
Yep. Yes.
Yep. Mavericks.
See, that's what people don't realize is like you knew nine of these. You know, it's just the clock can be it's a killer.
Yes. Yes. Uh-huh. And nobody ever remembers who loses, right? If you're not first, you're last.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, boys.
Thanks, Eric.
We'll put you on hold, Eric. Make sure we get you paid. $150 bucks for 6 answers correct. 2 Grand Slam brought to you by Femininio Law.
Yep. The ones that he did get correct, Washington at the buzzer. That's who Michigan plays Saturday night. Valdez will be on the mound today for the Houston Astros. Ohio State is where Jackson Smith and Jigba played in college. Let's see the next one. Michael Jackson. Obviously, we know he was had the 82 hit Billie Jean. Kentucky is where Carl Anthony Towns played at college. And everybody asks, why is that one on here? Well, he was just traded. And Ellie De La Cruz led Major League Baseball in stolen bases.
Carl Anthony Towns being traded, I saw it on my timeline, and then it like faded into the abyss.
Oh, yeah. Nobody's thinking about the NBA right now. Right?
You got playoff baseball locally. You got the NFL. You got college football. It's just into the abyss.
Yeah.
6 correct. Will TJ Lang get more than that when he plays in the 9 o'clock hour?
That's right. I forgot. Make sure I keep this crisp and clean.
You are rooting against TJ. Just own that.
Oh, there's no question. No question.
Does he beat Eric? That's the question.
6. No. No chance. No chance he beats Eric.
TJ at 9:02. Lions football heavy today on a victory Tuesday. Love the sound of that. It's 97.1. Dan Miller's call. Fun football game on a Monday night. Got their swagger back offensively. 6 touchdowns. That was as complete an offensive game as they've played in years. John, it was just fun. Early in the game, they established the run, extra offensive lineman, David Montgomery, man ball. Then, when you soften up the defense, Jared Goff's just shooting fish in a barrel. 18-18, ball doesn't hit the turf, throws 2 touchdowns, catches a touchdown, they're running trick plays, they're just making fools of Seattle at that point.
Yeah, and in the middle, you had 8 possessions. If you take away the 3 and out to start the game and then the safety at the end, you've got 8 possessions. They scored touchdowns on 6 of them.
I mean,
they were highly efficient.
For anybody who was hyperventilating about the offense, I thought that was reassuring. I thought they got their swagger back. I thought the culture in a must-win spot on Monday night against a team that's your nemesis, Detroit responded and won by 13 points. The defense, which I know we've got an undercurrent today of, it's Aaron Glenn's defense against Seattle. They closed the game with 3 straight stops. So for all the first downs they gave up and for the raw yardage they gave up, the defense closed the game with three straight stops. They forced multiple turnovers in the game. And if we factor in the entire season, I'm not at all worried about this defense.
No, Dan Campbell talked about it with us last week. They're a team that can now win in many different ways. You've got to play, and I know the tagline these days is complementary football. When your offense in 3 weeks is not humming as you want it to, your defense better play good. And they did.
And if you want to win a Super Bowl, you have to win different ways against different opponents along the way. So like
with
last
different
week.
Different injuries.
Sure, yeah, because guys are going to get banged up. You might not have your full complement when you play San Francisco late in the year or in a playoff game. Can you win the low-scoring game? Check. Did it against the Cardinals, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you win the high-scoring game? Shootout style. Check. Just did it last night. 3-1 should be 4-0. But 3-1 at this point in the season, and they look better than they did a year ago. I don't understand. Anybody who's really hung up on it, like we can have a productive conversation about certain guys, but anybody hung up on the defense, I think you just want to be miserable.
Yeah, you just want to be negative. You just want to bring up, you know, even though all of the good things that happened on both sides of the ball, defense, there were some moments as well. Kirby Joseph, that's three interceptions for him in four games. Jack Campbell won the forced fumble, but the way that he was playing downhill, in coverage, getting after the quarterback, like there were so many different things that he did last night that I think are going to go under the radar, but he played a really good game.
248-539-9797. I thought it was a badass game. I mean, just flat out, they're wearing their black jerseys, the badass blacks, yeah. And they go out and they're throwing trick plays, they're running people over, they're flying around, the crowd's engaged, they score 42 points, like J-Mo's high-stepping down the sideline, tribute to Calvin by dunking on the field goal post. Like, I'm sorry, like that's as fun a game as they've played under Dan Campbell. And there have been some fun games, right? I think about Denver last year on that Saturday night. To me, this was the most fun in those badass black uniforms. It's just, I think we're all buzzing today. And we know we got playoff baseball later today, too. So we'll knock out some phone calls. 248-539-9797. Brett's in Holly. Good morning. You're on 97.1.
Morning, boys. How we doing?
Good.
Hey, just wanted to say that you guys have kind of said everything that's needed to be said about the offense. I mean, that's probably the best offensive game I've seen them play in 2 years. That's no joke. I mean, gosh. Gibbs and Montgomery, they just complement each other so well. You know, just when the defense finally gets one guy figured out, then they substitute and go to the other, and it's just, you know, back to square one for the defense. I feel bad for McDonald because I thought, you know, he probably thought that they were going to be able to sell out and stop the run and, you know, create some problems for him, but he had to have been pulling his hair out just watching those guys gash the defense left and right. And then once they finally think that they've got their run game figured out, then they open up the play action. All the receivers, including Tim Patrick, played phenomenal. My only concern, just a tiny thing, it's nothing too crazy. I know that, you know, Arnold's only four games into his NFL career, but really has to clean up the holding calls. I just worry that might cost him a game or so if it's not corrected, but that's the only thing. I can't complain about much. I thought the defense was opportunistic and, you know, like you guys said, made the stops when they need to. So overall, 10 out of 10 happy. Couldn't be happier. And appreciate the call, boys.
Yep. Hey, thanks, Brett. Anytime. He mentioned Terrion Arnold.
Yeah.
Where are you at?
It's concerning. It sure is. And he's going to have to adjust. And we can sit here and complain about the NFL officiating. We can complain about the rules as they're written, but those are the rules that these players have signed up to play within. And they are, you can't be as physical as you are in college. You're going to have to find a way. He's got plenty of ability, plenty of athletic ability. You know, coverage skills are there. Just got to take away the hands.
So Sauce Gardner tweeted out an observation watching him play. And he said, I think Arnold lines up too low in his press stance. If he raises up a little bit, he good money. Okay. I don't know. Maybe there's adjustments he can make. I don't know if that's one of them. It's so tough in this league to cover these freak receivers. You're a step behind because you don't know the play or the route. Uh-huh. You have to recover without grabbing, without arriving too early. He has the traits of a high-end man coverage corner. It's why they drafted him in the first. He's going to learn. Even Carlton Davis, who's a veteran, got called for some ticky-tack stuff yesterday. Carlton Davis, after the game, said, I don't know what I needed to do. Take the refs out to dinner, follow them on Instagram. I don't know what I got to do. Sometimes when you play this style of defense, you're going to run into a crew that doesn't let stuff slide, and you're going to get a couple extra flags, and it does become maddening, but then it's imperative that the defense still forces a takeaway, forces a stop, and they did.
Some of those, and I thought the Carlton Davis ones, the one down the middle, that he did have his right hand on his shoulder, yes. DK Metcalf's shoulder. It was a penalty.
Yeah.
There are other times where he was step for step with DK Metcalf and tipped the ball away. I thought he played a really good game. And when you have one across the middle like that, and you get your right hand stuck on his jersey, sometimes it's the cost of doing business. All right, you don't want it. You'd like to play a perfect game. I'm sorry. It's really hard to do against a freak like DK Metcalf.
To the phones, 248-539-9797. Let's get to Joe in West Bloomfield. Joe, good morning.
Good morning. Great game, great win. I mean, the final score, epic. Did anyone else notice the announcers at the end of the game, just how much they wanted Seattle to win? That's one thing. And secondly, clock management at the end of the first half, it was not good. I mean, I don't really break it down, but I noticed that. And then thirdly, what about the extra points? Every one of them barely making it in the into the goalpost. So those are my comments.
Yeah, that's one of the things Tom was talking about off air with this pre-show. You said what, sagging to the right? You don't want saggy balls from your kicker?
Yeah, that was a joke because last year I said it with Badgley. His kicks always sag to the left.
Yeah.
So now he's got a sagging to the right.
Yeah.
Mr. Bates.
I didn't notice any egregious clock management at the end of the first half, John. Did I miss something?
I did not notice it.
So they had this 1 minute to go, and you're in this sweet spot of if you don't get the first down, you want to bleed some clock, right? Because you don't want to give them a chance to possess it. So you're kind of in between. If you pick up a couple firsts, you would pick up the pace and use some timeouts. They went three plays, lost a yard, punted the ball away. Seattle missed a field goal. Like, I didn't notice anything egregious.
I didn't either. You know, at some point, you just got to play the game. And that's what they were doing. They went in up two scores, 21-7. Okay, they missed a field goal. And I was a little concerned because we've already seen one missed PAT this year. And it could change how teams operate throughout the rest of the game because, you know, instead of being down 11, sometimes you're down 10. Now it's a touchdown and a field goal versus two touchdowns. That can be a big difference. And the fact of the matter is he made all of them. They might not look pretty. He made them. I do still have some concerns because he's only kicked in four NFL games. Whether he made them all, obviously if he missed them all, I don't think he would still be here. But whether they're just inside the uprights or right down the middle, at this point, let him learn on the job. That's what he's going to be tasked with doing. I'm a little uneasy, but the further we get down the road, the better off I think we're going to be.
I'm looking back at this. Sorry, I'm in the final sequence. It's first down, minute to go. They throw the ball. There's a penalty. Now it's first and 17. You're immediately kind of going, all right, we might just be going into half here.
Yeah.
Then they still try to throw for 9 yards.
That was the one they called holding on both Decker and Sewell. And as Taylor Decker always does. Let's just blame him.
But John, they
time
still
to trade him.
There we. I know they still throw on first down. But they threw on first down. They get sacked on second down. Like at this point, you're not going on a drive. They run the ball to force Seattle to burn a timeout. I don't know what the caller was.
Hey guys, just quick too with the timing of this bye week. I know we've talked about with other injuries, but what about Jake Bates? I mean, his leg's tired from kicking so much this year. He never really got a break.
Is that a serious comment?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm just looking at John and John again. I'm going to get punched in the face.
There's glass in between us.
For a reason?
For a reason.
Yeah.
It is bulletproof.
Is it?
That's good to know. I don't know why that would come up, but it's good to know. All right. Lions phone calls, your reactions. We should talk a little more about Jared Goff. 18 of 18 for Jared Goff. Ball doesn't hit the turf. Perfect game. The stat I saw afterwards was it's the most completions in a game without an incomplete pass in NFL history. Mm-hmm. It's 97-1. Look, life gets busy. You've been putting it off, pretending that those dental issues are just going to go away. At Brightside Dental, they want to take care of you. They don't want to judge you if you haven't been to the dentist in a minute. If it's been 6 months or several six-month visits that you've missed, it's okay. They want to get with you. They don't want a stressful experience. They don't think visiting the dentist should cause all this anxiety. Their deal is no judgment. 1-800-PAINLESS, brightsidedental.com. No better example than taking care of you than if you have a dental emergency, they'll see you same day. Brightside Dental with 8 offices in Metro Detroit, so they've got one near you. $35 new patient special, free exam, and x-rays to kick off your dental journey. That's 1-800-PAINLESS, brightsidedental.com. Brightside Dental, no judgment, just care. Keep pounding that table.
Yep.
John, your reaction when he caught a touchdown.
So I saw it develop, and I'm like, oh, they're throwing it to Jared Goff. And I saw, I don't remember his name, number 50, peel off, trailing Jared Goff, knowing that the pass was going to have to be perfect. How about Jared Goff looking over his head, catching that ball? It was set up perfect. It was a great pass by Amon-Ra St. Brown. A great catch by Jared Goff, because it's not what he does. It was so much fun. I started laughing. There are some plays, like J-Mo, he's going for 70 yards. You stand up and you start cheering. That one, I was laying in bed, and I just started laughing. Lisa was reading something on her phone. She's like, what's going on? I'm like, they just threw a touchdown pass to Jared Goff. This offense has now run the hook and ladder, the shake and bake, mm-hmm. and I can't wait for him to be on with Carson Anderson to hear what the name of this one is called.
My reaction was, we spent all offseason looking for wide receiver 3, and they got this 6'4 fella right there they can throw the ball to. I mean, it was a fun play. This team is able to toy with defenses. And it was a hell of a throw by St. Brown. St. Brown, on the end of 2 touchdowns, one where he threw it and the other one where he toe taps in the end zone late in the game in a critical put-away possession, everything was working for this offense. J-Mo's high-stepping on a 70-yard touchdown. And they'd all started, though, early in the game. Their second possession. It's a 7-minute, 12-play, 93-yard drive where they do most of the damage on the ground, where they finish in the red zone with extra bodies up front. The big fellas come in, and it was just bully ball, man ball. And they wore down a Seattle defense that was missing some guys in the front 7. To me, it was very intentional to go out and win up front so they would be scrambling, and then you could play action pass for 70 yards. You could run a little razzle-dazzle where the defense is flat-footed. That linebacker has to respect the ground game, has to respect the run, and he can't catch up to the speedy, mobile Jared Goff.
John, pardon me for a second. Did you say you want to find out what the name of the play was?
Yeah.
Alcatraz. That is the name of the play.
Oh, really? Did they say that post game?
Yeah, it was. I know MLive's reporting it. And okay. I think a texter had sent us in earlier. So it's called that. I don't know why.
Alcatraz.
I don't know, breaking free or from prison or Jared Goff, maybe, out of the pocket. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe is that his... I don't know. It's what was the movie with Sean Connery? The Rock. The Rock, yeah. Yeah, thank you, Greg. I wanted to make sure I wasn't the only one thinking. As soon as I hear Alcatraz, I always go to The Rock. Maybe it's a Sean Connery can't run reference.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I get what Gov's saying, like prison break free, like Jared Goff's.
Now, didn't they say in the broadcast that it was St. Brown's first pass ever in a game?
Yeah, he never threw one in high school, didn't throw one in college. And
maybe
now,
it's that.
Maybe.
Break free. Let him throw a ball.
Yeah, I don't know.
Either way, I mean...
It was Goff's first touchdown reception. I believe they also said on the broadcast that that's his second catch. And I don't remember what the first one was. It would have been with the Rams, probably.
Say.
Unless there was a batted ball that he caught and then tried to advance. I think that counts as a reception.
Oh, the Brad Johnson?
Yeah.
Where he actually caught a touchdown pass from himself once.
Right.
Helped me win a fantasy game in 1997 or something.
Exactly.
But the absurdity of it, he finishes with more touchdown catches than incomplete passes. It's arguably the best game of his career. I know he's had some shootouts, but to throw for nearly 300 yards without the ball hitting the ground, to go 18 of 18, the most passes completed without an incompletion in NFL history. And some of it was air yard, or some of it was yards after the catch, but he was surgical.
Yeah.
I mean, he was distributing the ball. Call him a game manager if you want. I mean, he managed the hell out of that football game.
Well, that's what he needs to be. All right. He's a guy, and we saw it last year against Tampa. Yeah, he can go win a game. We saw it in the playoffs. He's a guy that can you know, orchestrate a 2-minute drill and go down and score. But him at his best is, yes, handing the ball off, getting the team in the right play at the line of scrimmage, because he's an experienced, smart, heady quarterback. But it is simply, at times, when we've seen him and J-Mo's been open running down the field, the question coming into the season was, can he hit him downfield? Yes. Now, the 70-yarder, it wasn't a, yes, it was the downfield pass, but it wasn't a, you know, over-the-shoulder seam route. He did what he had to do, and I think in the first three games, he was just simply trying to make plays that weren't in his wheelhouse. Now he is accepting who he is. That's who he is last night. Take the throws that are there to be made. You got to do something off schedule. You get spun around, hit some Amon-Ra St. Brown, make some good decisions. That's where he is at his best.
Few ticket texts, 248-539-9797. That pass from Amon-Ra was better than any pass I've seen from a Michigan quarterback all season. Accurate.
Yes.
The caller who nitpicked clock management after a double-digit win, I bet he's fun at parties.
Yeah. That's a great call.
Hey, the thing on the Michigan QB,
yeah.
Actually, I am serious about this. Sherrone Moore should steal that play and have Donovan Edwards do that to Orgy. Donovan Edwards can throw the football.
Yeah, we saw it in the first Big Ten championship game.
Yes.
Ticket Texter says, do you guys feel like there was a momentum shift when Seattle went for two when they didn't need to, down by eight? Then they were down by eight. Didn't make sense to me. We met their cockiness and whooped some butt. The reason teams do it, it's an analytics thing. You feel like your chances of getting a two-point conversion are 50-50.
Right. So if you don't get one the first time, you can try and get it the second time.
And if you get it the first time, you can win the game
with a touchdown.
With a touchdown and an extra point the second time. So I think people maybe aren't used to that. I get why Seattle did it.
Yeah.
But it did set up where Detroit could play up
15. It gets down the analytics rabbit hole.
Yeah, and we don't need to get too far down that rabbit hole. You guys want to jump in? Takeaways from that football game. Do you feel better about this team after the first four games of the season? 248-539-9797. The uniforms. We can mix in some talk on the black uniforms. One member of the show says they don't like them. It's 97.1.